Thanks for tuning in to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you out of Valentine, Nebraska. And reminding you, if you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Plan to attend the DeGrand Angus 50th Annual Bull Sale Friday, April 19th. That's at Fallon County Fairgrounds in Baker, Montana. DeGrand Angus, home of the four-year guarantee. Again, they'll start the sale at 1 o'clock Mountain Time. Join them for lunch at noon.
Folks, we are just 2 weeks away. This big event, you know what I'm talking about, Old West Days in Valentine, Nebraska? Instead of October, it's coming up in April, and it's only 2 weeks away today, April 25th through 28th. Same great event, just a different time frame. Go to oldwestdays.net. Go to oldwestdays.net for details.
And not all farmers are cut from the same cloth. Some are just dabbling. Others are born into it. The ones who are up at dawn, herding, feeding, and selling, they read Tri-State Livestock News. It's not for everyone. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
And guess what happens tomorrow? It's the Montana Maternal Live Bull Sale of Open 8 Genetics. And it is coming up tomorrow at the ranch, 5 miles south of Baker, Montana. Get your lunch packed. You got to hit the road. Offering 60 Angus and Red Simmental bulls. This sale emphasizes the maternal side. Bid online with Superior Livestock Auction. View the bulls at open8genetics.com. Open 8 Genetics live sale, Baker, Montana, tomorrow, beginning at 1 o'clock Mountain Time. Couple of short stories to start things off today. Two men were out golfing. As one was ready to take his shot, a funeral procession drove by the golf course. The man stopped what he was doing, put down his club, and took off his hat and placed it over his heart. His partner was moved by this and said, "That's the nicest thing I've ever seen you do." The man looked back at him and said, "Well, that's the least I could do after 20 years of marriage."
Well, if you're going to do short ones, I have a couple short ones for you then.
Okay.
Three friends from the local congregation were asked, when you're in your casket and friends and congregation members are mourning over you, what would you like them to say? Artie said, "I'd like them to say I was a wonderful husband, a fine spiritual leader, and a great family man." Eugene commented, "I would like them to say that I was a wonderful teacher and a servant of God who made a huge difference in people's lives." Al said, "I'd like them to say, look, he's moving."
I love it when people think like that. After a young couple brought their new baby home, the wife suggested that her husband should try his hand at changing diapers. "I'm busy," he said. "I'll do the next one." The next time came around and she asked again. The husband looked puzzled. "Oh, I didn't mean the next diaper. I meant the next baby."
Oh, here's some grins for you. I was in the six-item express lane at the store, quietly fuming. Completely ignoring the sign, the woman ahead of me had slipped into the checkout line, pushing a cart piled high with groceries. Imagine my delight when the cashier beckoned the woman to come forward, looked into the cart, and asked sweetly, "So, which six items would you like to buy today?"
Hey, here's an old one, but it makes you smile. A man asked a Northern Cheyenne tribal member near Lame Deer what was his wife's name. He replied, "She is called Five Horses." The man said, "That's an unusual name for your wife. What does it mean?" The old Cheyenne answered, "It old Indian name. It mean nag, 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 nag,
ooh,
nag."
That's not nice.
A little touchy.
Because they had no reservations at a busy restaurant, my elderly neighbor and his wife were told that there would be a 45-minute wait for a table. "Young man, we're both 90 years old," the husband said. "We may not be here in 45 minutes. They were seated immediately. Women and cats will do as they please, and men and dogs should relax and get used to the idea.
Ha, ha, ha.
One more of those.
Okay.
All eyes were on the radiant bride as her father escorted her down the aisle. They reached the altar and the waiting groom. The bride kissed her father and placed something in his hand. The guests in the front pews responded with ripples of laughter. Even the priest smiled broadly. As her father gave her away in marriage, the bride gave him back his credit card.
Very good. Very good. No business opportunity is ever lost. If you fumble it, your competitor will find it.
We're just trying to share some good stuff with you today here on your local radio stations, like Dickinson, North Dakota's KXDI 93.9 FM, Driven Country, Dakota Territory. Folks, thanks for spending a little bit of your day with us right here on The Good Stuff.